number 9988, Travis S. Martin, Delmarva Land Company, northeast of U.S. Route 113, corner of Route 54A. Variance from the front yard setback requirements for through lot.
State your name and address, please. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent Mr. Martin. This is an application for a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Mr. Martin's lot is located on Route 113. It's just south of Frankfurt, and it's at the intersection of Route 54A, which is Delaware Avenue. The parcel itself has a frontage on Route 113 of about 196 feet. On the north side of the property, it has a depth of about 132 feet from Route 113 to Delaware Avenue, and then it narrows down as Delaware Avenue comes to Route 13. On the east and south, it does border Delaware Avenue. As you can see from the plot that was submitted, it results in an unusual shape for the property. Mr. Travis owns Chesapeake Plumbing and Heating. His office is actually located directly across Delaware Avenue from this lot, and what he's proposing to do is to build a new office building on the lot before you tonight. Chesapeake Plumbing and Heating employs about 30 people and obviously does plumbing and heating work in Sussex County. The lot is zoned C1 commercial, which requires a 60-foot front yard setback, and that's what causes the problem that brings us before you tonight. The problem arises because the county considers the lot to be a through lot, and on a through lot, you're required to have front yard setbacks on each street, both Route 113 and Delaware Avenue. Mr. Martin will meet the 60-foot setback on Route 113, but can't meet it on Delaware Avenue. And I have a drawing here, if I can ask Mr. Burrell to hand that down to you.
Oh, we still start them at the opposite end, sorry.
Hi, Mr. Fuquay.
Let's put some little feet there in the front for you.
This used to be a used car dealership, right?
Mr.
Yes.
The drawing that I handed out basically, obviously the dual highway, Route 113, is toward the top. In blue is the 60-foot front yard setback, which will be met by the proposed new building. The pink on there actually shows the 60-foot setback, which would be required from Delaware Avenue. And I think, as you can see, with those two front yard setbacks, it basically makes the lot, well, useless. There's a small pie-shaped slice that's left as a buildable area, which obviously would not be able to handle any construction. So basically, it results in an unbuildable lot. What we're proposing, as I said, is maintaining the 60-foot front setback on Route 113 and maintaining a 15-foot setback on Delaware Avenue, which basically would result in a 45-foot variance for the second front yard setback. The application, I believe, meets all the legal requirements for an area variance. The lot is unique due to the physical shape and the fact that it borders on two roads. Without the variance, the property cannot otherwise be developed. Normally, when we say that, we're referring to reasonable use of the property. This is actually a situation where the property would be useless. It would be literally could not be developed. The situation was not self-created by the owner. Obviously, the road separates the one property from the other property. This is an existing parcel. It will not alter the essential character of the area. From my observation of the site, other than Mr. Martin's business located across the street, there really is nothing else in that immediate area. To the north of the site, which would be adjacent to the right there, that's all wooded there, and the wood line comes pretty much right down to the right-of-way of both 113 and Delaware Avenue. There doesn't appear to be any adverse impact on any other uses or properties, and it will not interfere with any visibility at that intersection. As you come down Delaware Avenue and reach 113, the road kind of squares up to meet 113, and the building would not affect any visibility. And lastly, this is the minimum that would be necessary in order to construct a reasonable-sized building. Also, in determining the 15 feet, one of the considerations was in the zoning ordinance, there's provisions next to each other. One's for through lots, and the other one is for corner lots. If you have a corner lot, you don't have to have the front 60 foot on both corners. On one side where there's a street, you're required to have a 15-foot setback. So what Mr. Martin's proposing to do here is to maintain the 50-foot setback on Delaware Avenue, which would be the same that's required, as I said, for a corner lot. Mr. Martin, is everything I just said true and correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, gentlemen, that basically is our application. I think it's kind of a textbook example of the basis for a variance, and we would request your approval.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there questions from members of the board?
Mr. Martin, I think Mr. Fuqua said that you have your business the opposite side of Delaware Avenue. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That's a 5-acre parcel?
It's almost 6 acres. 0.6 acres on the other side of Delaware Avenue.
Mr. Mills, let me find my tax map. And
well, I'm looking at one. It's not marked as far as the sites on that. I'm sorry. Okay, I see it now. Okay.
Yeah, I was wrong.
It's a smaller pieces on there. It's
a smaller piece.
Right.
Did you see
okay.
it, John?
Yep.
Yeah, it's 17. The parcel before you is at 1701 is offices on 17.
Gotcha. What type of building? Is this an office building, a showroom? Or?
Stand up at the podium if you would. We need to get that
just
on tape.
Just identify yourself.
My name is Travis Martin. I own Chesapeake Plumbing and Delmarva Land Company. It's the existing building is a pole building. The building that we plan to build is going to look a lot better than that. I'm trying to build something that maybe brick.
Office building?
Office building in brick that dresses up the community a little bit, not just a pole building converted to an office.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werman? No. Mr. Johnson? Any further, Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9988. It doesn't appear that can be developed without a variance. It wasn't created by the applicant, but I believe it offers something character in the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9988. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Everyone have a nice
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Same.